Good morning. It's 6:51.
Campaign 2012 and taxes. Republican opponent Mitt Romney criticized the president's plan to renew the Bush-era tax cuts for everyone except wealthy Americans.
The very idea of raising taxes on small business and job creators at the very time we need more jobs is the sort of thing only an extreme liberal could come up with.
Joining us live this morning, CBS News White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell. Nora, after the last year, all the money spent, all the commercials, negative ads run, we're right back where we started. Candidates are neck and neck, not having budged in the last year, and we're talking about the tax cuts again.
That's right, and that's part of this fiscal cliff that is coming up at the end of this year. These Bush-era tax cuts are set to expire, not just for wealthy Americans, but for 98% of middle-class Americans. And so the president tried to sort of jumpstart the debate this week by saying he would extend those tax cuts for middle-class Americans for another year. The Republican argument is we should extend all of the tax cuts, including for the wealthiest Americans. You see the president picking a fight on exactly what he wants to talk about, whether wealthier Americans should get more tax cuts.
Now, it appears the White House is using in the reelection campaign effort something that is aimed toward trying to get middle-class Americans to buy into the president being, you know, their guardian, if you will. How does that work against Romney here?
Campaign trail. We were on a bus tour on Thursday and Friday last week with the president. He's trying to look like the champion of the middle class, and it's not just policies like tax cuts. It's also his health care reform. It's also his personal narrative. You see the president talking about when he was growing up, he enjoyed going on the Greyhound and staying at Howard Johnson's. Obviously, a direct contrast with Mitt Romney, who was spending time on his speedboat and his jet skis at Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. So this is part of the narrative that's going to develop throughout the campaign. Who's for rich people? Who's for the middle class Americans, if you will, whether that works. But you see the counter argument that Mitt Romney is trying to make. You can't raise taxes without hurting small businesses. Even the president acknowledged that some 3% of small businesses would see their taxes go up. We did a lot of analysis on this at CBS News. That's more than 250,000 businesses that will pay higher taxes.
But didn't he say that the other 97% would actually see their taxes, you know, stay lower?
Among small businesses, yes, because 97% of small businesses make less than $250,000 a year. That's in fact true, but there are 3% of small businesses that make more than that. Some of them include lawyers, some of them include hedge fund managers, but a lot of them includes other retail businesses that would be hit with higher taxes.
So, Nora, is the White House happy, or do you get the feeling that they're concerned?
Look, I asked one of the president's senior advisors what they're most concerned about. They're obviously concerned about the job numbers, really disappointing job numbers last Friday. And they're really concerned about money. They are being outraised by Mitt Romney by a lot, by some $36 million in the last month. And they're being pummeled on the air in television ads from a lot of these outside groups. On the flip side, the Obama campaign also has a lot of money in the bank because they didn't have a primary challenger. They ran a lot of negative ads in the last month. In fact, three-quarters of Obama's television ads on the air are anti-Romney ads, these Bain outsourcing ads. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing they point out that even though Obama's had a poor economy and has had some tough ads on the air, the numbers haven't moved that much, and so they're feeling okay about things at this stage in the campaign.
But is there an enthusiasm gap? He had a very enthusiastic following nearly 4 years ago.
I think there's absolutely an enthusiasm gap, and that's also one of the things they're deeply concerned about. That's why we saw the president trying to look like the champion of the middle class out on the road, talking about the auto bailout. And I think they see it in the fundraising numbers, too. They're not as strong as they used to be. The president yesterday in Iowa, back in Cedar Rapids, where he started his campaign, I think once again trying to generate the enthusiasm. The crowds are not as big as they were in 2008. It's still a bit early in the campaign, but certainly he has an argument to make to voters about why they should support him again.
Thanks, Nora. Good to talk to you.
You're welcome.
CBS News White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell.